Olá! Welcome to the Portuguese from Portugal podcast. Today we have a slowly spoken article for you to help you to learn and comprehend the Portuguese language. Enjoy it!
Dia de Portugal, de Camões e das Comunidades Portuguesas. O Dia de Portugal, de Camões e das Comunidades Portuguesas assinala a data da morte de Camões, ocorrida a 10 de junho de 1580. Este é também o dia dedicado ao Anjo Custódio de Portugal, o Dia da Língua Portuguesa, do cidadão e da cidadã nacional e das forças armadas. Em Portugal, as comemorações do Dia de Portugal, de Camões e das Comunidades Portuguesas são celebradas por todo o país. No entanto, só as comemorações oficiais são presididas pelo Presidente da República e muitas outras grandes individualidades, como o Presidente da Assembleia da República, o Primeiro-Ministro, os ministros, os embaixadores e outras personalidades. As comemorações envolvem diversas cerimónias militares, exposições, concertos, cortejos e desfiles, além de uma cerimónia de condecorações feita pelo Presidente da República. Todos os anos, o 10 de junho é feriado nacional em Portugal e é celebrado em todo o mundo onde exista uma comunidade portuguesa.
Hi everyone, my name is Rita, I'm from Guimarães and I'm here today with a new article. The name of the new article is Dia de Portugal, de Camões e das Comunidades Portuguesas. I'm here as usual with my co-host James. Hi James.
Hi Rita.
So as usual we will start reading the full article. Well, actually sentence by sentence, but we will read the full article in order to help James to improve his pronunciation and also to assist him with the difficult expressions or words. Let's get started, James?
Yep, let's do it.
Good.
Okay. O Dia de Portugal, de Camões e das Comunidades Portuguesas assinala a data da morte de Camões, ocorrida
muito bem,
a 10 de junho de 1580.
Very well, James. So, do you have any questions, any words that would you like me to explain deeply, or anything like the name? You understand? It's not only...
Well, you can explain a bit about this.
Yes,
sentence.
So the Portuguese day, it is the day, not only the Portuguese day as the country, but also the day of Camões. Camões was a poet that wrote one of the famous poems in the history of Portugal, Os Lusíadas. And also is the name of the institute that we have around the world, the Camões Institute. So, o Dia de Portugal de Camões e das Comunidades Portuguesas. So, the Portuguese communities that are all over the world. And as, I don't know if you understood, James, the word assinala.
No, I didn't understand it.
So, assinala in English is... point out to, it's a sort of, this day it celebrates or indicates the date of death of Luís Vaz de Camões. as I said,
mm-hmm. Okay.
The poet. Yeah? Anything else? So
the date at the end of the sentence, I presume, is the day he died?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. That's correct. So, and it's connected with this verb, ocorrido, ocorrida in this case. So, ocorrida, it is related to the date, ocorrida. So,
yes.
And it means happened, something that happened, occurs. Yeah, mm-hmm. In this case, the past occurred.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why today our article's title is a bit more extensive, because if we just write Dia de Portugal, it would be in part incorrect, because it's not only the day of the country, but is the day of this poet and of the Portuguese communities.
Okay.
Yes? Yes. So shall we continue?
Yep. Okay. Esta é também o dia dedicado ao anjo custódio de Portugal, o dia da língua portuguesa, do cidadão e da cidadã nacional e das forças armadas.
Very good. So, not only this day celebrates the poet and the communities, celebrates also anything that is related to the Portuguese cultural and language, mm-hmm. such as this Anjo Custódio de Portugal, which is a sort of saint, angel.
Yeah? Okay, so Anjo is
angel.
Angel.
Yes. Okay. O Dia da Língua Portuguesa.
Okay.
You understand that?
So the day of the Portuguese language.
Do cidadão e da cidadã nacional.
I don't understand the cidadão
e cidadã. Okay. Cidadão e cidadã is another word for a person that is from a country.
Ah, like the citizen.
Citizen, exactly.
Okay.
So basically celebrate the people from the country.
Okay.
But as we said before, not only the people that lives or that are living in the country, in Portugal, but the Portuguese communities. Mm-hmm. Everyone that lives overseas.
Yes.
But is Portugal, as Portuguese, because in some sense they are representing and they are widespread in the culture and Portuguese language in the country where they live. E das Forças Armadas, you know Forças Armadas?
So, I mean the army.
The right? Army, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, correct. Yes. Well done. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shall we continue or you
yeah.
want me
no, let's continue.
To explain? Oh, good.
Em Portugal, as comemorações do Dia de Portugal, de Camões e das comunidades portuguesas são celebradas por todo o país.
Muito bem. Any words that you need some specific explanation or deeply explanation?
So, I can kind of assimilate with and see the words that are similar to English.
Yes, which like one?
This commemorates as the
comemorações. That's right. Yeah.
So and this celebradas, so to celebrate.
Yeah. So, por todo o país, percebes essa?
Yes, for the whole country.
Whole country. So whole country celebrates this day. Yes.
Yes.
So. Yeah, that's yes, it. It's exactly. Pretty much it. So commemorates, yes. You said very well, which is comemorações.
Mm-hmm.
It's celebrate an official day, in this case, the day of Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's we can see all these celebrations throughout the whole country.
Yep. Okay. No entanto, só as comemorações oficiais são presididas pelo Presidente da República e muitas outras grandes individualidades como o Presidente da Assembleia da
República,
o Primeiro-Ministro, os ministros, os embaixadores e outras personalidades.
Ok. I will explain those all this terminology later, afterwards. So this primeiro-ministro, what they mean in English, yes? Mm-hmm. But let's start then. No entanto, I don't know if you understood this.
No, could you explain it?
So, grammatically speaking, is a conjunction, yes, no entanto, and basically try to indicate an opposition of ideas. So, it has been said before that the Day of Portugal is celebrated all over the country.
Yes, yes.
No entanto, however, in English, mm-hmm, yeah?
Yes.
Só as comemorações oficiais, only the official commemorations,
mm-hmm,
yeah, has the presence, or will have the presence of the Presidente da República. Presidente da República is the president.
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know very, very well other systems. I know relatively good the English system. And you don't have a president, you have the queen.
It depends on the countries.
Yes, so yes. But I'm talking about, I will do the parallel between Portugal and England because okay. It's the one I know better. Sure. So basically the president da República would be the similar of the queen, mm-hmm, somehow. Although the president of República in Portugal has more powers, yeah?
Okay.
Whereas the queen is more representative. But still, the President of the Republic also has this representative role in Portugal.
Okay.
And is the highest political in Portugal. He's the President of the Republic. His name is Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa. Yes. And he is well known because he's everywhere when something happens. So if there is a disaster and there's a Portuguese there, he goes right away. So he's very, some say that he's very human and really get in touch with the people. Others, they think that he's a populist, but well, this is other topic.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he's the president of the Republica, which is the highest role in Portugal, okay, although with this representative also, yeah, not so active politically, but represents Portugal overseas, and when he doesn't think is correct a law, he can, not a law, but something that is agreed in the parliament, he can veto.
Yeah? Okay, sure. So should we go through the list of the other positions and we can try and figure
yes.
out what they are?
So I don't know if, before that, did mm-hmm. you understand this word individualidades?
So like the individuals, certain people who are very
famous
or
correct,
yes,
because individuals in this can be a false friend.
Okay.
Because individuals in English is a person, each individual,
mm-hmm,
yeah, whereas this individual, which comes from this word individual,
yes,
it's someone that is famous.
Well, yes, because when I say it's a grand individual, it's like, yeah, not just a normal person,
no,
but someone
grande more individualidade. So então nós temos, we have Presidente da Assembleia da República. Okay, the President da Assembleia da República is the person, like in the English Parliament, that makes a sort of order,
yes,
of the Parliament.
Yes.
I don't remember with the other one in English. He's quite active as well because, well, various reasons right now. But he kind of guides the people who will speak.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
He says, "Oh, now we'll speak the."
Yes. Yes. So
yeah.
And keeping the order.
Keeping the order, and it's has an important role because, well, it's a sort of manager of the parliament, let's say like that. It's not,
yes,
that, but
yes,
that's it. So the primeiro-ministro is prime minister, the equivalent,
yeah,
in England of Theresa May. Os ministros, the equivalent in England is the MPs,
Yes, the ministers.
The ministers, os embaixadores, the ambassadors,
mm-hmm.
e outras personalidades. And personalidades is the same as individualidades.
Exactly, other yeah. personalities.
Other
celebrities. Or
other celebrity, famous yes. people related with the cultural or political Portuguese lifestyle, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Okay. As comemorações envolvem diversas cerimônias militares,
exposições,
concertos, cortejos e desfiles, além de uma cerimônia de condecorações feita pelo Presidente da República.
Muito bem.
República.
Da República. So, did you understand this sentence, or in general, or do you need any help with some terminology?
So, I see like this day is involving many different diverse ceremonies.
Correct.
Some military, expositions, concerts.
Exhibitions,
concerts. But then, cortejos e desfiles? I don't understand.
So, basically, cortejos e desfiles are commemorative events that involves people to do a sort of parade. And show us something, like something about the cultural, I guess, in this contest. You also have cortejos e desfiles in the carnival. So it's a sort of parade.
Okay, so parades. Yes,
it's a different parade. Types of parades. Different types of parades.
Mm-hmm. And this ceremonia de condecorações.
Yeah, condecorar, it's to give honor to someone for something they did.
Okay.
Either related with a book they wrote or something, an architect that is very well known. Each year...
Sporting...
Could be sports. Mm-hmm. So, for example, Cristiano Ronaldo will receive a condecoration.
Mm-hmm.
So, basically, the president, the Republica, normally does this condecorações, these honors on this day.
Okay. So the last sentence.
Yes.
Todos os anos o 10 de junho é feriado nacional em Portugal e é celebrado em todo o mundo onde exista uma comunidade portuguesa.
Fantastic. Well done. So, any questions?
So, from my understanding, this feriado nacional is like a public holiday.
Public holiday.
So, every
yeah.
year on the 10th of June,
correct.
This day is celebrated.
Yes.
No, people don't work. And...
well, normally.
Well.
There are people at work, but in general...
A lot of people don't work.
Yes.
And it's celebrated in all of these... Portuguese communities around the world.
Around the world. That's totally correct.
Mm-hmm.
Good, James. Did you like the article?
Yes. It's a really nice article. And it's very appropriate time, as right around this time now is this day. And it was also some new words, but not too complicated.
I think it also is not so complicated.
It was a nice one.
Very good. Thank you, James.
Okay, sure.
We'll see you next time. Thank you very much all to listen to us. Please, for the full article, grammar highlights and questions, don't forget to check it out our website, www.portuguesefromportugal.com. And see you next time. Adeus.
Ciao.
Make sure to check out the website portuguesefromportugal.com for the full article text, grammar highlights, and questions. See you next time.